he was visiting relations in Mayo, where his father comes from, and we took that opportunity to take him to the water world just to show that the work that has to be carried out. Now, there are funds in place, but there's going to be more funds needed over the next few years. So just to highlight the issues there.
And I understand then he paid a visit to Ballymoat Community Park. What happened there and what's needed there, Deputy Scanlon?
Yes, he met the committee there in Ballymoat. There is funding in place, 3.15 million. It's a very adventurous program, I have to say. There's a running 400 metre running track, a new Astor pitch. There's also a new community centre with toilets and showers to service all the football pitches. We have a Gaelic pitch there, as everybody knows, Corn Park and Brother Walford Park, and then we have the AstroTurf, but no proper facilities for people, and particularly now with young girls playing football, they need proper facilities as well. So he looked at the whole programme there. As I said, there's a grant of 3.15 million. There's 700,000 to be raised. There's a very adventurous campaign going on now to raise funds. There's offering a little. We have a camper van draw going on at the moment, which is going very, very well. And look, it's a big contribution, a big local contribution, 700,000. But we wanted to let him see the work that's going on there. And there's a lot of projects right across the county. We've called to many, 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 many places, and Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal. But look, we took that opportunity yesterday. He had a little bit of time to spare, so we took him and showed him all the difference. Those two particular projects that will need further funding into the future.
And do you believe, Deputy Scanlon, that he fully took those concerns on board and hopefully might actually deliver on the funding needed?
I do, yeah. Look, he definitely took everything on board. There's no question about it. And as he said in Ballymoe too, like, it's important to have all these facilities together rather than having a pitch here and a pitch over there and different, you know, a community centre somewhere else. The way forward into the future is something along the Ballymoe style, that all these facilities will be together in the one place.